G'day, Michael, and it's very apt, I think, we start with this.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
If you're of my vintage, you'd remember the TV show Feeding Him. It felt like that watching Malcolm Turnbull over the last couple of days.
Doesn't it show how out of step the 50 that voted for him are, and all the lovies in the press, and indeed so many throughout the Liberal Party and the left of the party, how out of step they are with the base of the Liberal Party. When Malcolm Turnbull, the Prime Minister of Australia, Liberal Prime Minister, can't even turn up at a function full of party faithful and not get jeered. He's in strife.
Well, yeah, he's in strife, and that's one element of it, the fact that they're laughing at him. But what I think the last few days has done is just strip this bloke bare. The emperor has no clothes. Mm. The bloke that we saw as the great orator is that. He's a great orator. He can speak. He can do the rhetoric. But, my God, there's just nothing behind it. Mate, the speech he gave about Tony Abbott, the praise he gave to he heaped on Tony Abbott, it sounded magnificent. If you had listened to that and you didn't know the history, that this is the bloke who knifed him and took his job, listening to what he said about Tony Abbott, you'd go, my gee whiz, this Tony Abbott must be a hell of a fella. Turnbull sounded exactly the same as when he heaped praise on Rudd, when Rudd got rolled in the greatest tragedy that he had ever seen in his political life. You remember that one?
Yeah. Let's set this up. It's important, I guess, people understand the context of what happened this morning. New South Wales Liberal Party conference. It's a home crowd for Turnbull. It should be. It's his division. That's where he's from. He's from New South Wales. There's enough people in that room who you'd think would be, you know, even if they didn't like him, you know, politically, lemmings, because, you know, he's their guy and it's their party. But this is how far he has gone beneath the surface. So Tony Abbott, before Turnbull's there, Tony Abbott walks into the room. He's just a member of parliament now. So he's got a spot towards the front, but he's not up the front. He's not a VIP or anything. He's just a member of the party who's in parliament. So he gets a seat towards the front. He walks into the room. Few people see him in there and start clapping. The ovation gets louder and cheers. It's a standing ovation. So Picture this, the bloke that's been thrown out because he's so terrible, he gets a standing ovation, which goes for minutes as he makes his way through the crowd and gets handshakes. He gets right down to the front, takes his seat, then he's swamped by people who are there who want to go up and take, you know, photos with him and everything and tell him how good he is. And then he stands up again and waves to the group because it's getting a bit embarrassing at that stage and it's all about to start. He gets another standing ovation. Then the function begins and Turnbull's there, walks into the room. Turnbull, it's a sour, kind of polite applause. So contrast this. The Prime Minister can't get a standing ovation from his own party, but the bloke that he rolled gets two.
Well, mate, it's easy to see why that is the case. When you strip away the flourishes of rhetoric and what have you, this bloke is a shell. He's nothing. Mm. He's empty. He's got nothing to say. I mean, he says, you know, two things in most speeches, one thing for one audience and one thing for another. But today he had to speak to his own constituency, and my God, wasn't the absence of any sort of policy platform or standing for anything laid bare? It was crystal clear. You got a couple of clips there, Jason. Why don't you just tell us about them?
This will be the one everyone will see on the news tonight. When Turnbull stands up and states what you wouldn't want to state if you were him in his position, having got to the power the way he did.
Before I say anything else, may I add to the acknowledgement and the thanks and the honour to Tony Abbott. Tony, all of us serve the Liberal Party. We serve the values of the Liberal Party. We endeavour to take those values, turn them into policies to win government and hold government, and in doing so we do that with no object in mind other than the advancement of Australia. And Tony Abbott has held firm to those Liberal values throughout his career in public life. He held true to them as an opposition leader. He held true to them as Prime Minister. He took us out of the wilderness of opposition and took us back into government and achieved great things, great reforms, great commitments. He has helped build the future of our economy. He has helped ensure the prosperity of our children and grandchildren and our nation and our party. And I say to you, as his successor, all of us owe him an enormous debt.
Now, you listen to that, and like I said before, if you had lobbed here from outer space, listen to that speech from Turnbull, you would say, my God, where's this Tony Abbott bloke? He's magnificent. You'd want him running the place, wouldn't you? Turnbull, it just defies belief. That's why I sent that Twilight Zone clip, listening to that. This is a bloke who knifed him. He's right. Standing there. I mean, I can't even make a logical sentence to describe how ridiculous it is. There is no way to describe it logically. And the fact that bloke Turnbull, in exactly the same way that Gillard could do it, and Rudd to a lesser extent, he can look down the barrel of the camera and make you believe that black is white or white is black or grey is, you know, whatever, with the same sort of conviction. It sounds like the way Miss Gillard used to deliver, you know, her speeches, whether it was on the Mayan calendar is correct and it will be the end of the world next year, saying that on behalf of, you know, Triple J, the youth radio station, or telling us that climate change is this great bloody catastrophe. It all sounded the same. It had the same level of sincerity.
Well, speaking of sincerity, this just took my breath away. Turnbull's there. So you've got to remember, this is the state conference. Every person in that room represents a branch. Now, the Liberal Party is, in New South Wales, so factionalised. It is so ridiculously factionalised. I'll tell you a story in a minute, because I've had a little first-hand knowledge of this, as you know, because I gave it a shot once. But this is a little insight into how bad his judgment is. And I've said this a few times in these shows, that's Turnbull's, that's his undoing. He's brilliant, he's smart, he's all these things, but his judgment is shit house. And when you hear this, you can see exactly what. A room full of basically factional chiefs, everyone sitting up on that stage next to him is there because they run a faction, or they're acolytes of people like Michael Photias and others. They're all sitting there, and this is what Turnbull says.
We're not run by factions. We're not run by, well, you may dispute that, but I have to tell you from experience, we are not run by factions. Nor are we run by big business or by deals in back rooms. We rely on the ideas and the energy and the enterprise of our membership.
Isn't that extraordinary?
It's extraordinary on so many levels. So, first of all, the three things that he said, the three claims, we're not run by factions, we're not run by big business, we're not run by backroom deals.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's right. He is the face of all of them. So that's one point. Yeah. But the second point is this. Mate, if you give a speech and you make a claim that's controversial and you're giving a speech to people that you're the leader of, you want them to follow you, you know, you're out there in front on their behalf, you make a claim, the first one in his case was factions, and you hear what he hears, 12 seconds of laughter. They're taking the mickey out of you, mate. They don't agree with you, Malcolm. You've got to do something about it. You've got to either say, right, well, let me substantiate my proposition. Here are the facts to back up what I've just said, and you might hear oohs and ahs. Or you say, thank you very much for that feedback. Obviously, there's a lot of controversy about this. I'll take that on board and address it. You know, what you don't do is what Turnbull did, which is look at all those people and react by waving at them, waving their laughter away and saying at the end of it, hang on a sec, hang on, no, I'm right, you're wrong. I've got experience. And in my experience, we're not run by factions.